This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. I was cutting commission checks for the Mesa duplex sale. Unfortunately, there are so many agents involved. You owe us $47.
Not only is that funny, but it's an example of a concise, quick setup and punchline. Olav Shalom, Brent Glogi, my good buddy who left, wait. Olav Shalom, it's a Yiddish expression for someone who passed away. And he was not Jewish. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Speaking of Brent Glogi, a lot of people, when I mention his name, they remember him from the sound experience in Old Town Goleta. He custom-built speakers, and he did a high-end audio and movie projections, installation in Montecito, Hope Ranch. But so a lot of people knew him. Probably nobody remembers the name Bart Deason. He was a mechanical engineer. Oh, Richard knew him. He was a mechanical engineer, and I don't remember if it was Raytheon, for many years. And then he got lucky, and he sold, and he moved out and bought 18 acres in Montana. So he passed away, age 73. But he, you know what? He, for the last 20 years of his life, he lived the dream. 18 acres. You want to buy 18 acres with a 3,000 square foot dated house in Darby, Montana? I do. I have no idea. His daughter's going to find out what it's worth today. I did a little research on Darby, Montana, and it's 227 miles from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. It's in the middle of Montana. It's 60 miles from Missoula. Missoula. I think there might be an airport there. Mm-hmm. 18 acres. I wonder what he paid for it back in 2003. Okay, today's guest missed out a few last month when I had Action Roofing on, one of my sponsors, and he runs the Action Energy, the solar division. There's some new news about that and Tesla Roof. I understand Elon Musk comes out and installs every shingle on your roof if you get a Tesla roof. And Action Roofing is going to be an authorized dealer. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. We'll do in the first segment. And the third segment, we've got some stories. Santa Barbara, we've got the street name stories, Santa Barbara street names. Santa Barbara City Council adopts an ordinance to corral abandoned shopping carts. It's a sad story. And after last week's program, which was with the historian Mary Louise Days, and she was talking about proposed changes to De La Guerra Plaza and the history of it, and part of the changes would be to eliminate all the parking. So after the program, I drove to De La Guerra Plaza and did the loop, and I counted about 15 75-minute parking places. I didn't realize that they were there. I didn't realize they were 75-minute parking places. And then I didn't count, but there are numerous green curb 15-minute parking spaces in front of City Hall and the News Press building. It might have been a dozen or so. And many of the green parking spaces, several, were open. But all of the 75-minute spaces, they were filled, as was all the parking spaces on De La Guerra between State and Anacapa. So, you know, it works the way it is. It's a loop. You get some parking. You get the fiesta. Everyone uses the grass. I just don't understand why you want to just spend money that we don't have to fix something that's not broken. There's just no harm in it. Leave it alone. It's history. Hasn't changed for the last 100 years. Still got the same homeless guy on the corner. His children now live there. It's a family. It's a terrific. Oh, sorry. Okay, time now for the year-to-date stats. And last week I did take a look at the fourth quarter of 2020, and now we're essentially at the first quarter of 2021. It's for the week ending April 2nd, 2021. So it's pretty close. So basically, 2,025,000 is the median price for approximately the first quarter of the year within a few days. And the fourth quarter of 2020 was about 1,710,000. I think last week I said 1,725,000. Not sure why a different number came up when I checked it again, but 1,710,000 for the fourth quarter of 2020 and 2,025,000 single-family residences only just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service from Carpinteria to Goleta. That's a big jump. That's a big jump. Number of sales fourth quarter was 412. First quarter 2021, 336. So you go, okay, median price is up, number of sales down. Normally the fourth quarter is not a big selling quarter, you know, the holidays and Christmas, but we got COVID, we got this insane market. So guess what? 412 beats 336. I'm a card shark. And what I took a look at, thanks to Bill Coker, I thought I took a look at this. He was asking me about the inventory. Because right now we have 125 listings for sale that are not in escrow. And by the way, 47% of those are over a million. 106 of them. Going back to 2009, we don't go over 100. Last year, 78. Year before that, 86, 81, 92 in 2017 versus today's 106. That's fairly close. 91, 81, 91, 89, 74, 67. A low of 37 in 2009. We had 37 listings in escrow over $1 million in the 13th week of 2009. 37 out of 520 represented 7.1%. Today we have 106 out of 226. Equals 47%. So almost half the listings over $1 million are in escrow. But the point is, we have 125 listings to look at. And he said, well, that fourth quarter of 2020, what was the inventory like? So I started in the beginning of September. And I took a look back on my past stats. And the beginning of September of 2020, we had 268 listings to look at that were not in escrow, which is still phenomenally low. Phenomenally low. And then the first month of October, it went to 332. The first month of November, first week, I should say, of November 2015. So it's been dropping. First week of December, 187. And now the first week of April, 125. On the one hand, fourth quarter, it's probably expected to see inventory drop. People don't want to put properties on. December slows down. So that part's reasonable. But we already started so low, and it certainly has gotten even lower. Now it's 125. It's not picked up. Beginning of September is 268. Beginning of April 2021, it's 125. It's crazy, crazy low. So that's the inventory. It did the median price. And then quickly, without... Oh, but just the year-to-date, 2,025,000. Last year, year-to-date, 1,375,000. So it's 47% higher than last year, year-to-date, and still significantly higher than the fourth quarter, 2020. And then finally, Montecito sales, 84 sales year-to-date, Montecito only, through April 2nd. Last year at this time, 42. So only up 100%. Median price up 63%. Montecito's year-to-date median price, virtually the first quarter of 2021, 4,658,000. Last year, 2,850,000, and going back the last 3-4 years, it's about the same. $2,850,000, $2,850,000, $2,800,000, $2,800,000. So big numbers for the first quarter. We're going to take a quick break. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. And we'll come back and find out why solar paneling is coming to a roof near you.